Ms. John said although the vaccination numbers are not where they should be, the response has been picking up. She said several individuals sought vaccination to be able to attend a number of vaccinated events.
We've had quite it's still not where we want it to be, but we've had quite a steady uptake or a steady interest with regards to the vaccination, and more specifically because persons are associating the direct benefit to themselves as the individual, which is something we knew from before as well. So we've had quite a number of persons make an attempt to get vaccinated in anticipation of attending fully vaccinated events, and also some persons who are now preparing themselves one way or the other for travel.
Right.
So that is also something that we are seeing. It's still not where we would like it to be, but we are definitely going to continue the push into the new year.
Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Shanika John. Regionally, Bermuda has recorded more than 400 new cases of the coronavirus. Health officials said offset by 114 recoveries, the 406 new cases among a batch of 13,772 tests over the last 8 days took the number of active cases to 522. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Jamaica since the outbreak now stands at 93,591. Internationally, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warned people not to go on cruises, regardless of their vaccination status, because of onboard outbreaks fueled by the Omicron variant. The CDC said it has more than 90 cruise ships under investigation or in observation as a result of COVID-19 cases. The agency did not disclose the number of infections. Meanwhile, some residents under lockdown in a Chinese city said they do not have enough food, even as officials insist there are adequate supplies. More than 13 million people were ordered to stay at home last week as authorities sought to battle a COVID-19 outbreak. But compared to other lockdowns globally, locals cannot go out even for essential reasons like buying food. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.